Now, the first candidate has emerged in the forthcoming East Douglas by-election. Former councillor John Jochen will contest the soon-to-be-vacant seat following the resignation of the long-standing MHK Brenda Cannell. Mr Jochen, of course, came to prominence in July when he was forced to stand down from the council because it was found out he wasn't on the electoral register. So why does he want a quick return to Manx politics?
It's something that I've thought about before in the past, and I have stood in a previous by-election, and after standing in that by-election, I realised straight away that I needed some experience. So I've been away and got experience. I've been to the town hall. I think I've served my apprenticeship there, and I think now I am properly ready to stand as a member of for the Keys.
Have you served enough of an apprenticeship, do you believe? Because I think you were elected April 2012, so we're talking, what, 3 and a bit years?
Yeah, about just short of 3.5 years, but I think I'd like to be proven that sort of proactive sort of person that I was when I was in the council. I mean, I was only there for 3.5 years, and yet I did housing, pensions, vice chairman of pensions, chairman of pensions. I was on the executive board. I was just about to go on the standards committee. I was deputy mayor. So I think you can definitely say I wasn't just on the council. I was very proactive from the whole time.
What do you perceive to be the main difference between a councillor and a member of the House of Keys?
Oh, I think you have to say that you're moving up a level when you go to the Keys. What's good about the council is that you do get to work with the government, and that will give you an experience for when you're working in government, and that is a very important step, really, to work and get contacts within government. So I think that is the valuable contribution that I could give to the people of East Douglas.
You're declaring, the first to declare in East Douglas this morning. You'll be knocking on doors now over the next few months. What issues do you expect to be concerning the folks of East Douglas?
Well, I think the most advantage that I can bring to the people of East Douglas is the fact that I've lived in East Douglas for at least the past 25 years. I'm well aware of all the problems in East Douglas when it comes to the planning, the parking, general congestion of Douglas. It's a broad spectrum of people. We've got from one end, we've got Montrose Court. In the middle, we've got Bedsit Land and Christian Road. And at the other end, we've got Lord Street. So we've got a huge spectrum of people. And all these people have to be catered for. And as somebody that has worked all his life for the post office, I'm used to meeting people. Communication is my business, and I've been all the way through, and I speak to people whenever I go round, and I'm always open to speak to people, and you can pick up what they say on the street, and that is a very important thing to learn.
It's a transient group, East Douglas, isn't it? There's a good body of long-term constituents, and then there's an ever-changing.
Yes, I think there is, especially in the Bedsit area. You know, I mean, they are people that are working and then moving on to a proper house or whatever afterwards, but there's some like a migrant force, really, is what they are. They still have to be represented. They still need their needs have to be seen to, you know, and hopefully I can fulfil that for them.
Looks like there'll be an election shortly before Christmas. What if you were successful, what could you realistically achieve in a 9-month term?
Realistically, I think it would be more of a learning curve and prepare you for the next government. And realistically, this government, I don't think, is going to push many things through in the next 9 months. We need to be looking for experience for going into the next government.
Of course, you were the councillor who sparked this whole local authority registration row and the fact that you thought you were and insisted you'd posted your electoral return back. It turned out you weren't on the register. You don't have to be for this, of course.
No, you don't even have to be a resident in the Isle of Man, I believe. It's the ironic thing about
it. Are you on the register now?
I will be on the register. I have had a letter and they've assured me I will be on the register for the 1st of October.
And I suppose, I mean, if this vacancy had arisen and you were still on the council, would you have thought twice about it anyway? Or is this just as one door closes?
Well, I think the last time I spoke to you, I said to you, as one door closes, well, invariably I find another one opens. Yes, I probably would have done. I was preparing myself for September. It's always been in my mind in September. And it's you know, I have been preparing it, and now I have to prepare a bit quicker. That's what I'll be doing now. And I'll be out on the doorstep telling everybody that.
Just finally, of course, that the seat that is vacant or soon to be vacant has been filled for nearly 19 years by the same person.
Well, for most of the time that I've lived in East Douglas, Brenda Cannell has been my member for East Douglas. I think she's been a splendid ambassador for East Douglas and for the Isle of Man. Sadly missed, and I have always supported her in the past. And all I can say is I hope she enjoys a well-earned retirement because she has earned it.
John Jockin, the first to declare ahead of the forthcoming East Douglas by-election. We'll hear from the second candidate who's emerged overnight in mandate tomorrow. Brenda Cannell, of course, standing down on October the 7th.